Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is the Mason Crosby Show presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder, back for one day at least. I'm here for one day.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Good to have you back, buddy.
Gone tomorrow and Monday because I'm doing the morning show.
You're just working. I mean, you're just working. Yeah. You and Tommy just do everything.
I'll probably pop on. Like, I feel like I'll do a segment or part of a segment or something.
Just a nice little desk pop.
Well, just because I miss you, and I just like to, I can't go that long without Mason Crosby in my life at this point.
It's tough. Not many people can.
We're getting close to a year. We're almost at that year anniversary.
I know. Yeah,
we should do something.
What are we
going to
do?
I know.
What was the exact date again?
I believe October 14th was the date. Yeah. So
good. I'm coming into town that
yes.
day.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Sounds like we're going to have like four different dinners at different dinner places. Four different steaks everywhere.
We will try to set something up, no doubt. But let's get to our guy. Is Spofford on?
He is joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline powered by Gruber Law from Packers.com. Mike Spofford. Mike, thanks so much for jumping on today.
Hey, you bet. Thanks for having me. Good to see you guys.
If you want to come to dinner, you can come to dinner too.
Yeah, sounds good. How you doing, Mace?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How's it going up there in Green Bay? Everything obviously settled back into the week. You know, I know how these weeks go. It's like you lick your wounds on Monday and Tuesday, and then you reset, and it's back, you know, back to work. So we are over that hump. It is moving towards the weekend. Football, NFL football is back tonight. So just tell us how this week has felt, where guys' heads are at, what kind of conversations you've had, and, just kind of – kind of give us a holistic approach, and then we'll dive down deep into the weeds.
Yeah, I mean, you've been through weeks like this, Mason, where, you know, you let a game get away that the team shouldn't have lost. And, the most important thing that all the players have been talking about is kind of looking in the mirror, and you always ask, okay, what could I have done better, you know, in order to help the team win the game? And, the Packers defense is playing great right now, but that doesn't mean, you know, they're sitting in the locker room saying, hey, the loss is on like everybody else or whatever. That's not how, you know, that's not how this team operates. And that's the sign of a good team. And these guys are looking inward. They're definitely not happy about how things went, but you can't dwell on things. It's like, yeah, you have to learn from it, but you got to put it aside. You got to move on. There's another game coming up, and you're going down to face a Dallas team that, you know, really took one on the chin, quite frankly, in Chicago last week. The Bears were 0-2, and they really took it to the Cowboys. And the Cowboys this week might be a lot like the Bears were last week, and the Packers have to be ready for that.
Yeah, I totally agree, Spoff. I feel like the great teams that we had there in Green Bay, it was that same way, right? It's like, all right, defense gives up a drive and you happen to lose a game at the end of regulation. You always heard the offensive guys or special team, like everyone was always just like, hey, I could have done this better in this, this one play in the first quarter or whatever. And like, whenever you have a team that is that mindset, like, good things are, you know, are ahead of them. So it's really good to hear that that's kind of, you know, what's going on there in the building. Something that I want to dive into, I saw this stat, like, I was like looking back at like the past, you know, matchups against the Cowboys. In the last like four matchups or so, I mean, the winner has scored over 30 plus points, and they've been high scoring on both sides. I mean, both teams have scored quite a few points in these matchups. Do you think that's going to be the case on Sunday night, or do you think this defense is going to be able to contain and hold this Cowboys offense at bay?
I mean, I certainly like the chances of Green Bay's defense, you know, changing that narrative a little bit in terms of the way these games have gone. And you know, the Cowboys are going to be without CeeDee Lamb. Obviously, yep. They still have George Pickens at wide receiver. Jake Ferguson is catching a lot of passes for Dak Prescott at tight end. But the way Green Bay's defense is playing right now, I mean, look, you know, the Browns scored 13 points and seven of those were on a 4-yard touchdown drive. I mean, the Browns weren't going to find the end zone last week if they had to go the length of the field. And unfortunately, you know, things just didn't work out, you know, because of the timing of the turnover and all that kind of stuff. Green Bay's defense is really, really strong. Now, on the other side of things, Dallas's defense is struggling, and the Packers haven't been clicking on all cylinders on offense yet. Not to say that 27 points against the Lions and 27 points against the Commanders is anything to sneeze at. I mean, yep. Those are still some pretty productive days. But I think coming out of those two games, the Packers still felt like they left a bit out there offensively. They could have, you know, cracked that 30-point barrier in each of those games, and it didn't quite happen. So, the Packers dealing with their own injuries on the offensive line. And, you know, you don't have Christian Watson or Jaden Reed at wide receiver right now. We all know about those things. But I think the Packers offense is due for one of those breakout games. And if Dallas's defense doesn't get some things squared away, it could come Sunday night.
Yeah, we got Mike Spofford on the Mason Crosby Show. You can find him at Packers.com. I said it earlier, and just – you know, being in those locker rooms and, you know, being around Aaron and stuff, you could just kind of get a feeling whenever it was like, all right, they're going to put up some points this week. You know, the plan seems in place. Everybody's kind of clicking in practice. And then, you know, you're facing a team like the Dallas Cowboys where you saw the Chicago Bears just air them out, right?
Yes.
And just like, you know, exactly. run them down the field. So kind of what I said earlier in the week was, In my opinion, you know, especially now on this side of it, I would have never said in the locker room, it's just like, all right, plod along, right? It's like, do your thing. But on this side of it, I'm like, I feel like if they don't score over 30 points in this game, then like they've somewhat underachieved offensively just with what the matchup looks like. And now you had Matthew Golden finally get behind somebody to make a catch. So do you feel that way? Like, this is that opportunity for this offense to put 30 plus points and have a full, like, just a really good, productive day out there.
Yeah, I think so. And I think there's a couple of keys to that. I mean, one, we've seen the Packers have been struggling to run the ball. We've seen defenses, you know, really keying on Josh Jacobs. And I think it's incumbent upon, you know, Jordan Love and company with that passing game to find that rhythm, to get things going, make the defenses pay for how much attention they're paying to Josh Jacobs, and then you can get the running game going behind that. You know, that first game against Detroit, Jordan Love throws, you know, for 160-some yards, whatever it was, in the first half with two touchdowns, and Josh Jacobs only has 8 yards at halftime, but then he rushes for 58 in the second half against Detroit's defense. You know, that it seems to be that's the formula for getting – you know, kind of all facets of the offense going. That being said, it's what makes, to me, the key to this game for Green Bay offensively, because I think the Packers are going to move the ball pretty regularly against this Cowboys defense, but they're going to have to finish drives. I mean, you've seen these games, Mace, because there are times where you got trotted out there to kick a field goal way more times than anybody wanted, because the offense is moving the ball, but then something bogs you down and you can't finish a drive and you have to settle for three. The Packers,
always settle. Always settle for the kickers. I mean, just, you know, those games were always the best whenever all the coaches were mad and like best. You could tell the fans were angry and you're like, yep, I'm going out to do my job. Everyone hates that I'm out here right now, but this is fine. Yeah, I'll go out there and do it.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, no, I know.
You can't have this game – You can't have this game be the one where suddenly there's, you know, you're bogging down in the red zone and you're not able to, you know, to complete, you know, the productive drives the way that you want to.
Sure.
So I think finishing drives is going to be key here, because I do think the Packers are going to move the ball against the Cowboys. And if they finish drives, yeah, they absolutely, you know, should be able to crack that 30-point barrier.
Well, I wanted to ask real quick about Josh Jacobs and follow up on that, because I know he was limited in practice. Is that just veteran rest? Is he okay to go? And what does it mean for the offensive line to get him going as well? Because I think part of him getting going also means that the offensive line is blocking better than they've been doing in the run game.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I haven't been given any indications that, you know, that there are any issues with Jacobs as far as his availability this
good.
Week. So
good.
But when it comes to the guys up front, I mean, you know, the Packers are dealing with some injuries up there. They're trying to plug guys in, find the right combinations. And I thought the offensive line was really, really good in the first two games of the season. They were at full strength in week one against Detroit. Not so much full strength in week two against Washington. And it didn't, you know, seem to matter all that much. I thought things were, things were pretty solid. They got challenged big time by a really good Cleveland defensive front. And they're not happy with how they played. They know the film didn't look good. And, you know, that goes back to, again, kind of everybody looking in the mirror as to, all right, you know, what are the things that I need to fix? What are the things that I can do better? I expect this Packers offensive line, no matter who it is that's out there, depending on the injuries, I think they're going to have a, you know, this is that bounce back type of performance, because,
nice. Let's go.
You know, that's a bunch of prideful guys, you know, and they know that what they put on film in Cleveland is not who they are. It's not what they want people to perceive them to be. It's not who they were in the first 2 weeks of the season. They had a bad game and they know it and they want to correct it.
Yeah, it felt like during Cleveland, it was like the perfect storm, right? I mean, Zach Tom tried to go, gets one play, goes out. So then you bring in Jordan Morgan, and then and then Banks goes out. And then it's like now it's a shuffle on the front. And you could just see, like, you almost felt like even like Elgton Jenkins at center there. Like, once you scramble and you move all those, I think a veteran's, like, initial mindset is, like, I need to support and do more. And it felt like he started kind of reaching and trying to help his guards and do some things. And Cleveland just had a great plan. They were looping inside guys. Mason Graham had that guy's playing fantastic this year. So it was just kind of a perfect storm. And they just, unfortunately, you can look at it and you can learn from it. You hope you learn from a win, but they'll learn a lot from this loss and how that ended up unfolding. Question that we had to start the show, and we're going to try to do this on every Thursday as we're heading into the weekend of a slate of games. What stat do you want to see kind of on the stat line for this Packers team on Sunday night? What would jump off the page for you, and you'll just kind of be like, all right, that's what needed to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be the red zone production. I mean, if you're talking going, you know, 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5 in the red zone, you know, that's where you want to be offensively. If you go only 2 out of 4 in the red zone, or, you know, or 1 out of 3 or something like that, you know, there's still going to be too many questions about where things are on offense. Like I said before, I expect the Packers to be able to move the ball against the Cowboys. Are they going to finish drives on the road? Because, you know, everything's a lot harder when you're on the road. And while I do think there will be a decent contingent of Packers fans in the stands, you know, the Cowboys fans are going to show up. They're going to be loud. They're going to try to make it difficult. And when you get in close, you got to be able to punch it in and not let them, make you kick field goals.
Yeah, Jerry Jones probably giving tickets away just to try to get as many Cowboys fans in the stands so that they cheer really loud and make it hard on Micah Parsons as much as possible. But, I was thinking about just that side of the ball, like the special team side of the ball. And you're talking about the red zone, like Brandon Aubrey for the Cowboys, unbelievable.
Stud.
So you do not want to get into a – a defensive battle kicking competition, if you will, with a guy that can kick, you know, 65 yarders in his sleep, it feels like, because especially there in Dallas, and I know McManus could probably do the same there, but it's just like you don't want that to be like what, you know, determines a game like this, especially whenever, you know, it's been shown Giants scored a ton of points against the Cowboys. Bears scored a ton of points against the Cowboys. This offense really needs to get right this week. Finally, honestly, against the worst defense they've played so far. So it's a big opportunity for them. And then let's just talk about the defense. Obviously, we know how great they are. But what, like, have you talked to Micah this week about what this feels for him going back to Dallas? I know he probably has a ton of emotion, a lot of feelings about it. So, like, what have you heard from him that kind of sticks out this week in his first return back to Dallas?
Yeah, Micah talked to reporters yesterday after practice about you know, just the whole thing of going back to Dallas and all that. And quite frankly, the sense I got from him, I mean, he's not trying to lie to anybody necessarily or downplay anything, but the sense I got from him is like he doesn't want to talk about all of the hype and whatever emotions might be involved. He just wants to go down there and play the game and get the game started. I mean, you know, it's about let's get through all of this and walk out there and play football. I mean, I thought his best line, you know, was that, you know, hey, once the game starts, who's going to be worried about any kind of a trade, right? I mean, yes, the announcers are going to be talking about it, and it's going to be a storyline throughout the game. But to the players on the field, you know, whether you're talking about, you know, Micah trying to sack Dak Prescott or Elgton Jenkins trying to block Kenny Clark, I mean, once you get those first couple of plays under your belt, you know, then it really is still just another game, and that's. That's the mindset that will set in eventually, even if there might be a lot of emotions and a lot of, you know, kind of unexpected, or, you know, the whole situation was unexpected for Parsons, right? I mean, a month ago, he didn't think this is the situation he would be in. So I don't really think, you know, he knows how to prepare for it necessarily, like mentally and emotionally. And that's why it's like, hey, let's get to the game. Let's get it kicked off. I want to get out on the field. I want to run around. I want to hit somebody and just get into playing football. And then that helps to block out the rest of it.
Mike Spofford joining us here on the excuse me.
On the what?
On the fan. on the I cough in my throat. Joining us here on the fan. Do you see a situation though, Mike, where, you know, if there's an early first quarter sack or a tackle for loss or Micah gets involved in something where there could be some extra emotions, whether it's from Micah or whether it's from the Cowboys O-line, or maybe there's a pancake block or they double team him and keep him away. Like, is there a situation where emotions could get a little out of, not all the way out of control, but just amped up a little bit?
I mean, I think it's certainly possible. I won't discount that possibility, but by the same token, you know, say if Parsons does get in there and get a hit or a sack on Prescott, I don't see him necessarily like celebrating in any kind of a different way than he would, you know, normally celebrate a sack or anything. I don't think I just don't get the sense that his mindset is to show anything or prove anything to anybody. I mean, the guy's a three-time All Pro and a four-time Pro Bowler. I mean, what is it? What do you really have to prove? I mean, he wants to focus on helping his new team win a game, coming off of a game that they know they shouldn't have lost. And he talked about that as really being what his focus is. I mean, he stood in front of the cameras after the Cleveland game and basically said, "Hey, they're not paying me to jump offside." Right. I mean, he took accountability for, you know, the mistake that he made and what was his part in that loss. And I just get the sense that he's way more focused on that than he is about the emotions.
I love that. And that is, I mean, that's whenever you're in it and you're playing the games and you're going to practice and all those things. I mean, the noise kind of starts like floating out, right? And it's just like, we're going to go play ball. He's played in that stadium so many times. Like, I can't wait to see him on that turf again. I mean, he is going to fly, and like he is a different animal when he plays in that stadium. So it's going to be fun to see him as well. I was thinking about when you said Kenny Clark and like Elgton Jenkins and some of those interior guys, they're going to actually get, they're going to see how strong Kenny Clark is for real, because like practice Kenny Clark, first game Kenny Clark is a different animal. So they're going to have to, you know, they're going to actually see the strength of Kenny Clark come Sunday evening.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, the one guy who knows him better than anybody is Elgton Jenkins. I mean, those guys have gone at it in practice for, you know, 6 years or whatever it was that, you know, that Elton's been here before, you know, Clark ended up getting traded. So those guys know each other really well. I you know, there's probably going to be some, you know, some mental games in there. I don't know necessarily if there'll be the, you know, the trash talk between those two. They don't, the, you know, neither one of them strikes
me as trash talkers,
you know, as kind of getting involved in that kind of stuff. But there's going to be some mental games in terms of both of them going, okay, he knows I'm good at this and I know he's good at that. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
and when you're right there in the trenches and those two guys know each other so well, and you're talking about going head to head for maybe 50, 60 snaps or whatever it might be. I mean, you know, each guy is going to get his share of victories, and you hope for the Packers' sake that you know, that Elgton Jenkins wins those battles in, you know, in the real crucial moments, the third downs, the crunch time moments and stuff, because that's what usually separates the wins from the losses.
For sure. Mike, before we let you go, we will do our picks here in the second hour of the show, but I just would love...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Love to hear. What's your score? What's your pick for this Sunday night game?
Well, I definitely like the Packers to win this game, and I'm with you, Mace, as far as the offense getting on track, you know, getting above, you know, that 30-point barrier. I'll say, like 31-16. I think the Packers can win this game by a couple of scores.
I love that. Yep. I'm right in line with
you.
Let's go. Yep. Hey, Mike Spofford, you can find him at Packers.com. Good friend. You know, we've had a lot of long conversations in the past, but awesome to have you on the Mason Crosby Show, Mike. And yeah, appreciate all the insight and sharing what's going on up there in Green Bay. And we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mace. Good to see you. Thanks for having me on, and we'll look forward to it another time.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Awesome. That is Mike Spofford, Packers.com, joining us here on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. When we come back, we're going to take a quick pick. The NFL Hall of Fame announced its first-timers that are eligible for the ballot this year. We got a little Ryder Cup on the brain as well. So that's going to be, whether that's next or whether that's later in the show, we just want to make sure that the Ryder Cup is on everybody's radar, right, Mace?
It's tomorrow morning, man.
Are you going to be okay?
I was trying to rank all my golf weeks for watching purposes, and I mean, honestly, Ryder Cup might be the top.
Like, I love it.
Like, it's hard to say it's not.
I love it. Well, we got lots more to get to on the Mason Crosby Show coming up right here. We are presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.